whether it's a boar or a sow, it's a...
They're both hogs.
Okay, right. What about these old stiff hair on a hog's neck? You ever hear them call anything?
Let's see, I don't believe I ever...
Okay, what do they call the things in a brush?
Bristles.
Okay, that's what some people call them on the...
Well, I guess that's what they'd be called.
What is a shoat, a small pig, or a baby pig, or...
Well, it's a, you know, pretty good sized pig, a shoat is.
Is a pig just a small hog? What about the long teeth that a boar has sometimes?
It's tushes.
Okay. And you feed hogs in a what?
Trough.
Okay. And do you have any certain terms for a hog that runs wild in the woods or anything like that?
They call them wild boars.
Okay. How would you describe the sound that a calf makes when it's being weaned? Did you say that was a blade or a bleat or a ball or what? Would you say he's bawling or blading?
He's blading, I guess.
Okay. What about the sound that a cow makes at feeding time? Would you say she's lowing or she's mooing or what?
Lowing.
Okay. What about a horse at feeding time?
Neighing.
Okay. And if it was feeding time, you might say, well, I've got to go, and you had some cattle, would you say, I've got to go feed what?
I've got to go feed the cattle.
Okay, or if you said you raised chickens, you'd say, well, I've got to go
feed the chickens.
Okay. What do you call a hen that's trying to hatch eggs?
Let's see.
You know, if you try to get the eggs out from under her and she doesn't want you to?
She'll peck you.
Okay, and you'd say, well, she must be trying to what?
Hatch her chickens.
Okay, you ever hear her call a setting hen?
Setting hen.
Mm-hmm. Or a broody hen,
have you ever heard?
Yeah, I'm called brooding hen. Did you use any... these, what we call a china egg. I don't know whether it was really china or not.
It's some kind of metal like that. Yeah, we have a few times. But you know, the chickens that we had, it didn't make no difference whether there's egg in the nest or not. They just went back and laid anyway.
Well, that's good. What would you, sometimes when a mother hen was with her chickens and to keep them sort of away from the other ones, you might put them in a thing that had slats on it.
Cook.
Okay. Talking about chicken, when you cook one and eat it, you have a part of the bone there that you pull and...
Call that the pulley bone.
Okay, what was the superstition involved with that?
If somebody pull it, you know, and break it in two, and the one that got the shortest piece was the one that married first.
I see. What is haslet or chitlins? Is that the edible innards of a... pig?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you call it, chitlins or haslet or?
Well, I always call them, let's see now, they call something else, but I can't think of
it. What, cracklings, was it?
I just call them chitlins myself, okay. That's what I always call them. But you know, I always like those things.
Yes, I do too.
When I fix them and clean them myself, I just...
That's right, as long as you know they've been good clean.
I know, as long as they're fixed all right, I like them. Have baked potatoes and them to eat, that's good eating.
What about how would you call cows in from the pasture?
Oh, let's see. Sook cow, something like that.
Okay. What would you say to make a cow stand still while you're milking?
Saw jersey.
That's right. They'd start moving around and say, saw.
Yeah, saw jersey.
What about, did you have any certain, or you ever hear any certain call to bring calves in?
No, I think we always had to go get
ours. What about mules or horses?
Well, I never know about calling horses either.
Okay. What do you say to a horse to make him start when he stops? If he's just standing there and you want him to start, you'd say what?
Get up.
Okay, and to make him stop.
Say whoa.
Okay, if you want him to back up, what do you say?
Well, you usually pull on the reins and try to back him up.
Okay, how did you call your pigs up at feeding time?